Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
In this episode, we're talking failure. There's such pressure in today's society to be a success that we often find the fear of failure debilitating. But the reality is that we all fail. We fail at relationships, we fail at business, we fail at personal goals, we fail at being true to ourselves.
But failure isn't the end unless we let it be. It's an integral part of trying. If we never fail, we're not taking risks or pushing boundaries. We're playing it safe. And safe might feel comfortable, but it doesn't foster growth or a life well lived. So in this episode, we unpack all of this so that you don't feel so alone. This is about celebrating failure as the positive signpost to growth it really is.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors podcast with me, James.
And me, Claire. You said podcast there, Midlife Mentors podcast.
I did say podcast. You're right, quite right.
How is everyone? I'm very excited because I'm getting quite Christmassy already and it's not December yet.
And it's different from last year. You were such a Grinch last year.
I know. It was because we were away from home. So the last three winters, James and I haven't spent in England. But last year we went away and I did get really homesick. We were in Ibiza and I got very homesick.
You did. Meanwhile, I was loving it.
I know. So I am so excited about being here. It's the first Christmas in 3 years that we've been at home. And I'm currently, as we're recording this podcast, burning some lovely Christmassy smells in the background.
Beautiful.
They are, aren't they? You do like them.
I do like them. It does make the room smell nice.
We've ordered our Christmas tree.
We have ordered our Christmas. Well, we've been to some Christmas events already, actually.
I know. So there we are. I hope you are getting all Christmassy, wherever you are and whatever time you're listening to this. Maybe you're listening to this in the summer, but this is This is coming into Christmas 2023. How on earth did that happen? Does anyone else feel like the year has just flown by?
And what a strange year
it has been. It has been a strange year. And actually kind of leads us on to talking about... kind of, in a way, failure, right? We're going to talk on this podcast about failure. And we are going to share some of what's happened to us in our personal and professional life. And actually, some of the things that haven't gone as brilliantly this year, probably.
Mm.
Yeah, it has been a strange year.
It has been a strange year, for sure. But this conversation we sparked, I was actually in a men's networking group. And we were talking about failure and how, I think especially for men, there's a lot of pressure not to fail. So we tend to hide our failures or be ashamed of them and then we put them away. So we might take some sort of responsibility for them, but often we feel that we've let ourselves down, we've let other people around us down. So we might tell ourselves a different story around it, create a different narrative. And in a sense, we're trying to hide from our failures. And with that hiding comes a sense of shame, right? So we feel that shame around it. That just amplifies. There's a shame of the failure itself. And then there's a shame of trying to hide the failure, you know, from ourselves and from others. And I think that's really unhealthy. We're in this society now. I think it's driven by social media. Everyone's like, yeah, you've got to be going all the time. Failure is a weakness. You should never fail. Actually, you know what? Failure is just a feedback loop. If you're not failing, you're not trying. You're staying in the comfort zone. So I think we have to get... really is to getting comfortable with failure and talking about it more, and even like to some extent celebrating it, going, wow, that's great that didn't work out. What did you learn from it so you can go again next time doing better?
Well, the fear of failure stops people doing anything in the first place as well. I think, you know, when we're children, let's go back to when we were children, like we didn't have years of memories, like a bank of memories, did we? When we were younger, we didn't have all those memories of things that haven't gone right. And so when we're younger, we go all in, don't we? We just go all in. We're not concerned about whether it does or doesn't work. We're just really in the moment. We're really in the journey of it. We're very present with it. I think it's as we get older and we have disappointments and we fail, in inverted commas, that's when, like James said, like that shame, that embarrassment, that's the self-loathing comes up. And it feels so painful that we don't want to do it again. Like we don't want to keep repeating that feeling. So our subconscious minds just holds those banks of memories, onto those bank of memories, and really can stop us and make us very, very inert from ever doing anything that might risk us failing and looking like an idiot. And I think that is such a shame. It's a huge shame, and it's a real stumbling block for people. And that's why I think James just mentioned there, we really want to destigmatize this idea that failing is something to be ashamed of, something to be embarrassed about. If you are not failing, you're not trying. And we have this beautiful opportunity of this incredible life. It's such a gift. And if we have dreams that we really want to go for, desires that we really want, surely it's better to try and fail, than to stay in a position that's not meant for you. Your soul is calling us, our souls are all calling us to do more, to be more, to kind of sing our own song. And if the risk and the fear of failure stops us and prevents us from doing that, that's a real shame. So that's why we're going to share some of the stuff that's happened to us, not just this year, but in previous years of us working together in our personal life as well, because vulnerability is, it's also about vulnerability. It's also about being able to stand in your power as a messy, messy human being and say, I fail all the time. I fail all the time. I've been disappointed so many times. And to a degree, it absolutely does stop me doing certain things. But when I catch myself feeling like I'm being stopped doing those things, I do push myself forward. I do put myself outside my comfort zone. And it does get easier. It does.
I'd say that it's only put some boundaries around this, actually. So we're not talking about here about going out, oh, I know I'm going to fail at this. Of course not. We always want to go forward with the idea that we're going to succeed at our goal, but we have to not fear failure so much. You know, it should be there to an extent, so it's driving us to take all the actions we need to take. But when that failure comes, it's about going, okay, what could I have done differently? What could I have done better? What have I learned this time so I can go again? But I think it's also recognizing, you know what, sometimes in life, and this is not a get out, but sometimes you can do everything right and fail anyway. And that's not a weakness. That's just life, right? Mm. Life just plays that way sometimes. Mm. So we need to get used to actually building this emotional resilience around failure, rather than fearing it and hiding from it. Actually start by going, okay, yeah, I'm going to go for this thing. I know I'm going to nail it. If it doesn't work out, they're going, oh, you know, that didn't work out. Of course, I've got an emotional reaction to that. I wish it had worked out. But okay, what did I learn? Where am I going to next? What's my next move on this? Because as long as we keep having it as a feedback mode, we won't lose. You know, when Edison was attempting to invent the light bulb, his famous story, you know, like he had like tens of thousands of failed experiments. And the reporter asked him, he said, you know, what's it feel like to be such a failure? He said, I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work. Mm. So that was the whole thing about, you know, he was trying until he found the way that did work.
And I think we have to not take it so personally. And I think this is so hard, right? It is so hard. Of course we take it personally. But I think we can train ourselves to reframe those failures as like, this is nothing personal. This is what happens to everyone. Every single person fails at some point in their life. And actually, the more you are living your life to the fullest, and I think wanting to experience as much joy and that kind of like inner purpose that you have, the more you are going to fail. Like the more you put yourself out there, the more you're going to fail. That's just that's just a fact. I think we need to take it less personally, but also, here's the thing as well, we need to have less attachment to the outcome. I think where we have most of our disappointments, because we feel like we've, you know, disappointments that we failed, is because we are like clinging on to a way that we expect it to be. Like, we don't, there's no acceptance around how things flow. It's like, it had to be this way. It had to be, it had to work in this way. And if it doesn't, it's a failure and it's a personal thing. Here's the thing though, it's the journey. And I know that might sound woo-woo and trite, but it is it's part of your journey. It's part of your hero's journey, your hero's story. And so to be able to accept that it might not always go exactly how you planned, but actually, here's the thing, it might be just what you need. We, us humans, we constantly try and control everything and the way it's going to work out. But what we don't do is be more in flow and actually think, okay, that part of that failed, maybe because I'm supposed to learn the lesson of it and go in this new direction. So acceptance is a really, really huge part of being able to deal with failure, I think.
Yeah. I think it's quite an interesting cultural phenomenon of how we view failure as well. You know, I think in the UK, we view failure as, again, something shameful. We said that, you know, oh, that didn't work out. I feel bad. You know, if a business folds, it's like, oh, you know, they must be no good. But if you look at the US, you know, successful entrepreneurs there, it's almost like a badge of honor. Went, yeah, that worked. That business went under. Oh, I went bankrupt with that. But now here I am doing this. It's kind of like people are very open about talking about the failures they've had that have actually accelerated them to where they are now.
Well, because it builds the character. Mm. It builds the person. You know, show me someone that's not uber successful, that hasn't failed over and over and over again and had those knocks of confidence. And it's these things build character. They build resilience. And actually, those are the successful people that you see. I don't believe people are just lucky. I don't believe people just, it falls on people's lap. I think they fail their way to success over and over and over again. And so I just wanted to share something from my side of my experience. You know, from a personal experience, I've had two failed marriages. That's, you know, I went through a really long period of time thinking I'm a failure at relationships. You know, that's the story I was telling myself until this lovely... Well, actually, I'd already started mending that story. Otherwise, I wouldn't have welcomed James into my life. Energetically, I wouldn't have welcomed him into my life. But, you know, I had to do a lot of healing around that story about the failure of me in relationships and, you know, what other people thought of me. And then also from a business perspective, I started like two or three businesses in my 20s, you know, and they were, do you know what? They were magnificent. They were magnificent ideas. I created an entire online program before online was really a big deal. This is years ago. So I found all the tech. I just did so much around it. And because of my own belief systems, I failed at it. The stories I was telling myself, I failed at that. So I could have just let those failures ruin me. I could have let those failures just perpetuate and keep going and keep going and keep going. But I believe that the more we try, the better it's going to get. I don't feel like it's going to stay that failure forever. I knew in myself that it was part of my journey, part of me evolving. And even some of the failures that we've had this year, there's a piece of tech that we invested in. There was a whole host of stuff around it. It didn't work. It failed. It's not working the way we wanted it to work. However, I truly believe that that failure is a blessing. I do, genuinely. And this is the different mindset shift. I believe it's a blessing because it has sent James and I in a new direction. It's given us a lot more clarity about what was wrong and what was right and what we were doing wrong and what we've been doing right. And actually, it's just built me as a person. It's built my own resilience even more.
Mm. So the important thing to remember about failure is a failure is only a failure if we allow it to become terminal, right? And that's all too often what happens. We want to launch that business and we try and it doesn't work at the first attempt. So then we're like, oh, okay, I'm not cut out for this. So we give up on that dream and we go and do something else. That's when you're letting failure become terminal, as opposed to, oh, I launched that business. It didn't work out. Okay, Here's I understand why it didn't work out this time. What am I going to pivot to now? How can I reinvent that concept in a slightly different way to do something different? Right, I'll go again with that. Mm. And we keep going and we keep going. So failure is only permanent when we decide it's permanent. I've had my failures when I moved to Ibiza, first of all. My idea was to just like run a gym and health center and kind of take it easy. But unfortunately, there was a lot I should have done very differently in terms of like checking the books, the accounts, all this kind of stuff. So I had to pivot, and I pivoted and I launched a really successful retreats company.
I'm just amazed. I always celebrate that, because I know how, I wasn't with you at that point, but I know how difficult that was for you when that business had to fold.
Mm.
And you pivoted so successfully.
It's
amazing.
And pivoted again, you know, COVID comes along, it takes away, you know, the travel business. So we pivot into online, we make that success. So it's, my message to you is like, let's stop fearing failure. We don't want to go out there actively seeking it. But when it comes, let's use that as an opportunity for growth, right? And I think especially for the men out there, for men, we feel this need to be the provider. We feel the need to always offer solutions. You know, this is the thing. Women are quite happy talking about what's bothering them in their life, their emotions. But when they do that, they're just not necessarily looking for a solution for it. They're just standing out. Whereas a man is just like, right, I hear problem. What's the fix? What's the fix? What's the fix? So we do that. We're trying to fix things all the time. And of course, the more we try and fix, the more we try and launch, the more we try and do things, the more we're going to fail. And then we feel bad and we hold that shame and it just holds us back. So message to men out there, let's start talking to each other about the failures, relationships, business, whatever, what we've learned from them, and really start supporting each other as a community to move forward.
Absolutely. And the women that are listening to this, if they're, you know, the men in your life, James is doing such amazing work at the moment. If this resonates with any of the women or any of the men that listen to this, then I do really, really encourage you to get in touch with James in some way, team@themidlifementors.com, because this is really, really important. It's so, so needed, especially for men. But what I was also going to say is, like James alluded to there, it's about also being in the right space and with the right people in the right community. If you're in a place where no one risks, anything, so they never fail, you're going to be way more risk averse and you're going to fear failure. It's about who we surround ourselves with. So if you're in a community or are connected with people that talk about their failures, but how it doesn't stop them and how they move on, they inspire you. So make sure those people you are around have failed loads of times. But guess what? They don't quit. They reinvent. They're resilient. They believe that there is something out there. They believe that this is part of their journey, part of their hero's story. So it doesn't stop them. Mm. So even if it knocks us down, listen, at the beginning of the year, I was knocked down with burnout. I was knocked down. But here's the thing, I wasn't out. I was down, but I definitely wasn't out. Here's the thing, sometimes we just need to rest. That's okay. It's okay to have some space. We go a million miles an hour all the time. Hands up that I did this for years, okay? But it's what we need to do is actually sometimes just rest, you know, lick our wounds a little bit, the failures, the disappointments, and then go, okay, what's the opportunity in this? What's the next part of the journey? Because failure is a absolute prerequisite to success. Mm. You have to go through failure in order to get success. And we have to stop kind of not accepting the journey. We have to accept the journey more. We have to be more able to flow with it rather than thinking it's got to be a certain way.
I'd say we put labels on things, don't we? So it's like, you know, if we try something, it fails. It's like the label we give us is that harsh inner critic. It's like, oh, I'm a failure. I failed at that. I'm a failure. Well, guess what? You know, a failure is someone who lets the failings define them, who sits there and doesn't take any further progress forward and lets that become their story. The story of their failure becomes the overriding narrative of their life.
The victim.
Yeah. Mm. Someone who's successful will take that failure and use it to motivate them to move ahead and do something new, do something different. So, yeah, let's start talking about our failures proudly.
Yeah.
And where they're driving us to and what we're doing with them.
Absolutely. Let's wear them kind of as scars and badges of honour, because, you know, with us doing that, we'll inspire other people that are afraid to take risks, that are afraid to fail. We'll inspire others to do the same by putting a hand up and saying, happens to us all the time. This is connection. This is community. So we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I don't know how long that was. Felt like it went really quickly. But yeah, just some little nuggets of wisdom from myself and Mr. D there. And as always, we'd love to know your thoughts on our podcast. Please do like, share, and rate our podcast as well. It really does mean a lot to us. It really does. And it makes the world a difference. We've been approached for advertising and stuff. We don't take it because one of my absolute pet hates, I absolutely hate long, lengthy ads in podcasts. It's not why I'm listening to them. We don't want to disturb your listening experience by doing that. But in turn, please, please like, share and rate this podcast because, as I said, it does mean a lot. And if you want to know about any of our programs that we run, we don't talk about it enough. That's one of the things that we fail at. Yeah. We fail at not telling you how you can be in a space with us, in a community with us. If you do want to know how we work, we do one-to-one stuff, we do coaching programs, we do stuff for corporates, we run retreats, we run workshops. If you want to know a little bit more about that, rather than navigating through our website or whatever, just ping us an email and we'll let you know how we might be able to support you, how we might be able to support you. So always email us at team@themidlifementors.com. And that's it for now, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, sending you big love.
Sending you big, big hugs. Take care.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.